Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Let's talk about the stock market quickly. The market was up Thursday and Friday, been trending flat today. Does that mean that the worst of the crash is over, being that it ended last week on a positive note?
Not yet, but we are seeing some signs of liveliness in the market. I'm waiting for the S&P future to break 4,000. If we get above 4,000, we'll have like a little zone of safety where we're like, great, the worst of it is over. So, and if we're up Monday, Thursday, Friday, we'll be good and we'll be out of like the danger zone. But if we topple back today and Friday, we're back in that like bearish area where I'm worried about. So, but we are seeing some signs that things are picking up despite it'll be rocky until the election pretty much. But if we can break about 4,000 on the S&P 500 future or 400 on the SPY, we are safe. Well, we're in the safe zone now. So that's the area to mark off and to look for to get a sign that we'll be okay.
So a recession, by definition, 2 negative quarters of GDP, I believe. And we are just finishing this quarter. We'll finish this quarter on Friday. Yes, Friday will be the beginning of the third quarter. Mm-hmm. So those reports will come out probably a week after that. Mm-hmm. I say that to say, is a very good chance that when those reports come out, it'll be another negative quarter. We had the first negative quarter, which would put us in a recession. Like they will say like we're in a recession. So even psychologically, how do you think that would affect the stock market? Even if we start to trend up, if it's said in newspapers and on the news that we are officially now in a recession, do you think psychologically that's going to, you know, hurt the stock market even further?
We won't have the growth that we did last year, but the stock market tends to recover before the economy does. And for anyone who says that's not true, if you're African American or Latin American, you already know it takes a while for our economies to recover. The market probably hit all-time highs before the general U.S. Even seeing what's going on with flights, people, pilots being on strike. There's so much going on. Mm-hmm. I don't think that the American economy, but the American economy and stock market are two different things. I know we think they're tied 100% to it and how they move with one another, but the market usually recovers before the economy. I think things would be bad for the general economy until at least the first quarter of next year. But I think the stock market should recover before then. And that's one of the reasons why it's important to invest, even when it's bad. For all my investors, please keep investing, but don't look at your account every day. This is the season where you just playing peekaboo and be like, damn, I hope this doesn't go down any further. But Thursday and Friday does show it's important to not time the market, because no one thought the market was going to go up Thursday and Friday. And Friday, we shot up a lot. Just continuously invest. And in the end, it all works out if you're investing over a 5-year period, a 10-year period, definitely over 30 years.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, and one of those things, especially in the recession or when there's high inflation rates, it was interesting. I was reading Business Insider, or maybe Wall Street Journal, and they were talking about two places that people put their money during this time. One was being commodities, obviously gold and silver, but then they had this whole article on agriculture.
Yeah,
and it brought me back to a time when there was three gentlemen in South by Southwest, Austin, Texas, talking about agriculture and investing in corn and wheat. And ETFs that have them as well. And so there was two that I was reading about. Wheat, obviously, it's very fitting, WEAT. And corn, CORN, ETFs that are agriculture ETFs, they're up over 30% respectively in 2022. And so there's places that you can invest. Obviously, during these times, it's going to be higher. But there are pockets of the market that are gaining over this time, even in a recession, because people are always going to eat. Like, we know that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, some things are not up for debate. Like, people are always going to eat. Obviously, inflation, the prices of those things go up, but people still going to eat. They're going to still consume wheat. They're still going to have sugar. Those type of products in these type of environments are pretty good investments.
Absolutely. As Cramer famously said, we got to give him credit. There's always a bull market somewhere. Like, the entire market is not always down. So commodities like oil is, ever since that crude future went negative 2 years ago, the oil stocks have taken off to the upside. And that's, as we know, a sign of a recession. Anytime the oil market goes up 100% or 50% in 1 year, that is a sign. We see it in gas prices. That's reflected. But usually, if the market is down, there is some sector somewhere where you can navigate and find a way to get some gain. So please be on a hunt for that and look at every sector across the world to be able to get your edge in the market.
There you have it. So I made a post last week. It went semi-viral, I think. I saw other people remixing it.
Did we speak about
Diddy and the remix? Not y'all.
We spoke about this. They still gonna do it? Okay. Okay.
God bless America.
We want royalties.
Yes, please. Respectfully. I-bonds. So we spoke about this on Market Mondays a while ago. Are I-bonds good investment for these times in the market? And for anybody that doesn't know what an I-bond is, there's inflation.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On that grows, the interest is based off of the rate of inflation. So right now, I think it's 9.62%.
Yeah,
and it earns interest over the course of 30 years, can be cashed out after 1 year. But I do believe if you cash out before 5 years, there's some level of a penalty that's in place. But I bonds, obviously, during inflationary high times like it is right now, it's an attractive place. I think if you have some money to put, they don't let you put a lot of money in, $10,000, yeah. I believe, and $20,000 for a married company, but for a married couple. But hey, could still be beneficial. So what's your thoughts on I bonds?
I want to throw it back to you. You made the post go viral, so I'm not gonna remix you on here.
I'm gonna defer to my
I think it's a great way to diversify, especially like, you know, if you have, like I said, it's not, well, a lot of money is all relative, right?
Yeah.
So I don't want to seem like $10,000 is nothing, because it is a lot of money to a lot of people. But you know, if you have a situation where you have $10,000 and you might not necessarily want to just invest it, or you might not necessarily just want to put it in a savings account where it's going to earn nothing, it is a good alternative to have, you know, the money growing, and it's in a safe place, right? Government backed. So it's, you know, the odds of it just, you know, disappearing is extremely low. Anything is possible, but it's almost impossible that that's going to happen. And yeah, you earn interest. And like I said, especially now, you know, inflation at that level probably won't last forever or for too much longer. But even if it drops half, even if it goes to 4%, I mean, that's better than any online savings
than nothing.
Account, any savings account that you can have. So, you know, if you're looking to just park some money somewhere and just have it grow for you. Yeah. Like I said, is it an investment per se? Is it going to make you rich? No, it's, you know, $10,000, 10% on $10,000. It's not going to be life changing, but it is somewhere that you can earn a higher interest rate than you would be earning in a bank, and is not the same level of risk that's involved, whether you're talking about with crypto and stocks. And I think the key is, you know, you want to have multiple different things working for you. So yeah, if you have some change that you don't have anything to do with, and you don't necessarily want to invest it right now, mm-hmm. you can put it in the I bond and let it grow, especially a married couple, because now that's $20,000. So that's a little bit better than $10,000. So it allows you to put more money in. So yeah, it could be definitely beneficial, but just want people to know that, you know, it's not something that, you know, is gonna be like, you could just throw all of your life savings in, and just, of course, that would be amazing if there was no limit.
That'd be great.
Yeah, if you could earn 9%, now that changes. If you could put $100,000 in and you get 9%, the whole world would be doing that. But
yeah, I mean, but even statistically, right, I've had a substantial amount of money in, a lot more than 20,000, and I had it in a savings account earlier this year, and I think after the month, I think I gained $3 on it, maybe less, $2.75. So even if I put 20 and got 200, if I put 20 and got 200 from it, it's already better.
Yeah. And let's be honest, 9% growth, and we'll go back to what we were saying in 2020. 9% growth is better than -70.
No. Yeah, no, that's a fact.
And I know it's not sexy, but a lot of the times, in order to get rich or wealthy, you have to sustain all the big losses along the way. Like, I know everyone wants 1,000% gain. I get it. But the first step is not to draw down 50 or 70% or 80%. Shout out to all my Dogecoin holders that's been holding. I love you. I should have delivered the message better.
Hold the line.
Right? Sometimes you got to just be like, it's dead.
Yeah. And it's something like, I mean, $20,000, 10% is $2,000. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, $2,000 is nothing to sneeze at.
Absolutely.
That's it.
And it helps build your confidence. Like, please put this in chat. I need a chain of wins. So, like, if you get a small win and off that $20,000, now you're $2,000. And then you make another safe investment like VOO and VT. Like, I was talking to Trap at dinner, and he was like, I understand the reason why you tell people VOO, VTI, Apple, or Microsoft, because it's impossible to lose. Like, if they lose doing that, they literally just bought at the high and didn't listen to anything that you say. So now that's your second win. Let's say if you trade and you do one option a year. Great. Get a win there. You trade futures and do one trade per month. Now you have confidence. You know who people, like the people whose confidence are broken the most? They bought at the wrong time. They over-leveraged. And now they're down everything. And they're like, yo, investing didn't work. I'm like, no, the way that you did it did not work. Now when we have the losses, it feels like God is talking to us from the heavens. But you have to start with one small base hit, one small win. And this is a prime example of getting a base hit and having some safety in your portfolio.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.